1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. In this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now is already in the world. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore they speak out of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. And everyone who loves has been begotten of God and knows God. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. In this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. Herein is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. In this we know that we abide in him and he in us, that he has given to us of his Spirit. And we have beheld and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this has love been perfected with us, that we have boldness in the day of the judgment, because even as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has punishment, and he who fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God, love his brother also.